David, your thoughts on tonight's game here in Warsaw?
So early after the game, Andy, it's obviously going to be, it's going to be tinged with a little bit of disappointment. But I spoke to the players in the dressing room there and asked them to be represent the club in the right manner, like they normally do. Represent me as the manager, which they always do. And as I say, as a Linfield supporter, Blue Man growing up, asked them to go and make the club proud tonight. I felt we did that. We got it to lose in the manner that we did. Obviously going down to 10 men. But again, you know, the level of concentration, the level of organisation that the players took on board to give ourselves an opportunity. We talked about building sort of little blocks of time scales to 15, 20 minutes, 30, 35 minutes, and then get into half time. And then in the second half of the game, we said, stay in the game. We will get an opportunity. We will create something, which we did. But again, listen, we got done with a good strike in the edge of the box. But overall, when you look at it, the level of opposition that we faced, the level of quality that we also showed tonight, you know, I leave it disappointed. Yes, a little bit disappointed, but also very proud to be the Linfield manager tonight.
Heroes across the whole park. The discipline, the shape, the professionalism, the concentration levels. I mean, they're a top team who will beat teams 4 and 5 maybe here. You know, so for us to keep the game alive for so long, outstanding effort.
They have, and I know speaking to the people, I know you've met with the Legge people today, they have huge aspirations of not only getting through tonight, but getting through into the Champions League. So it shows you the level of opposition that we played here tonight. And say, credit goes to, you know, the players for not only taking it. It's easy enough as a player, and I've been there, when you take information on board how difficult a challenge is going to be tonight. But not only did they take it all on board, they went and reenacted it on the pitch. And I have absolutely zero complaints with any one of the players tonight. As I said, we're disappointed. I wouldn't say we're hurting, because again, I'm so proud and so pleased for the players. But we'll go again. We'll get a little bit of a break now instead of playing next Tuesday night in the Champions League. We'll get a little bit of a break. The players have worked immensely hard over the last 4 or 5 weeks to prepare for a game like this. We had the Switzerland travel bizarre week that we had last week, but we can get back to a wee bit of normality now and refresh, regroup, and hopefully when the challenge comes, when the draw is made now for the Europa League, we get a decent draw to whet the appetite when that game comes along.
Great experience for our lads to play in this level, in this stadium, against this calibre of team, you know, but they acquitted themselves and our club and our country so well, everyone from 1-11 and beyond.
Yeah, and again, it's expected. You know, I not only demand it from the players that we have and the staff that work around us, but again, Linfield's, you know, we talk as a club every time when we play the Celtics, the Rosenborgs, the Legia Warsaws about their history and whatever else. Let's not forget our own tradition and history, because again, for the Blue Men, you know, Linfield, they want, they hope, and they demand that we beat any team, Andy. So that's the type of players that we want. It doesn't matter who we face, we feel as if we can match the majority of teams, and we match a good side, a club steeped in European history tonight to lose a game 1-0.
And your heart must have been in your mouth when Christy Manzinga hit the post near the end there, and we had Stafford up front, we had 10 men, and we were going for it, you know. And it was amazing to watch, you know, after 90 sapping minutes in this heat, you know, it was tremendous effort right at the death.
Taken away, even as you say, the game and how hard the players work, and people probably forget, you know, if they're watching it at home and for us in the stadium, how sort of humid it can be and how humid it was for the players out there. So to keep going. And the Manzinga, obviously, shot it, was right behind. I actually thought it had bunched over the corner. I thought it had bunched into the corner. Stafford, for those who've seen Stafford in the crossing and finishing last night, if a chance was to maybe fall to a centre half, you know, Staff's more likely or not than most to put it in the back of the net. And there was a couple of little ricochets in and around. We threw everything out. And again, that's a credit to the players. It's a credit to their fitness levels that they're still in it. Credit to the, you know, the way they went about it to keep themselves in it. I say we leave here beaten, but we're certainly not downbeat, that's for sure.
And they were relieved to win in the end, you know. I mean, so that, I mean, the name of Linfield is up in lights in Europe, you know, in Poland tonight. You know, there's no one underestimating us now after this.
No, it again, but it's only for us as a club and me, the manager and the players, it's only beneficial now if we, you know, we don't stand still. It looks as if, you know, last year's run was incredible that we went on, but it's only beneficial now if we go and kick on in the next 2-3 weeks in preparation for whoever we play in the next round. And it's great coming to places like Carabag and Rosenborg, Celtic Park, the Legia Warsaw Stadium. It's an incredible journey that these players have, you know, given me as a young manager and whatever else. But I say I leave with my chest pumped out. I'm very proud tonight to leave as a Linfield manager, and we'll see who we get in the next round now, Andy.
Would have been great if we had 20,000 people here tonight just to witness that performance, wouldn't it?
It possibly might have put a wee bit more insecurity into their minds, as you say. You know, they were relieved at the end to go through. They were jumping for joy when they scored the goal. Maybe with a hostile, expectant home crowd at 0-0 after 70, 75, whatever it is.
81 minutes
when they score. You know, it might have added a little bit more pressure onto them. But again, you know, it could have went the other way for us. But they could have scored after 3, 4, 5 minutes and beat us convincingly. So, but the positives is, I'll keep saying it, that we leave here, we leave beaten. We leave a little bit down, but we're certainly not out, that's for sure. I'm so proud of them.
It's great to have the consolation prize of, you know, this exit takes us into another competition, and we saw last year what is possible if we get the right draw and all the rest of it.
Yeah, again, speaking to players now, we'll sort of take the tempo out of the next sort of 10 days, couple of weeks in training and preparation for the next game. So we look forward now to the European draw, to where we're going to face them. It'd be lovely to face somebody at home, that's for sure. But the players are now confident enough that when we do go abroad, going to Carabag last year and Rosenborg, Celtic Park, that, you know, if you stay in the game, if there's enough belief in the team, and more importantly, enough quality in the team, who knows what can happen over, especially at the minute, especially over 90 minutes.
Heroes all, David. I'm sure everyone watching at home on the telly, we're proud. The board that's here is proud. You can be proud. A real proud night, even in a narrow, heartbreaking defeat.
The people at home should be proud of those players tonight, because again, I know myself and the staff are immensely proud, delighted with everything that they gave over the last couple of days. And hopefully now we regroup, we get ourselves on the plane, we get ourselves home, more importantly, safe and well, and we'll get going again when we go back home.
A great 5 days in Switzerland, a great 2 days here. And who knows where the next adventure is going to be, but yeah, it's going to be worth tuning in and following, because we've got a special team here and the new players are blending in really well. So hard luck tonight. Well done.
Thanks,
and
Andy.
Hold your head up very high.
Cheers, Andy.